my way from A to Z, playing songs from artists whose names start with the letter of the week. It's an hour of Abecedarian power, right here on the Gashly Crumb Tinies. That was Vampire Weekend with Prep School Gangsters, and you're listening to the Gashly Crumb Tinies right here on CKW 95.9 FM. My name's Daniel, and I'm going to guide you through the next 56 minutes of V-Music. All bands, all artists, all creators of music whose names start with the letter V. That's just how it's going to work this week. And that's how it's worked every week, pretty much. That's just how the show operates. This is the 21st season, I think, of the Gashly Crumb Tinies. It's been on the air for a decent amount of time. And I still sometimes struggle to talk to myself, by myself. But I know you're listening, and so it's something of a conversation. So I appreciate you listening and tuning in. But yeah, it's sometimes hard to fly solo. But it is fun to be here as a volunteer and to share all these music tidbits and like earworms I found that I want to play for you. So thanks for tuning in. Yeah, kicked off the show with a song from the latest record from Vampire Weekend, Only God Was Above Us, and that tune was Prep School Gangsters. I'm going to change up the genre a little bit throughout the show. It's a variable episode, which fits with the letter V, but I've tried to break everything up into groupings, either by region, mostly by genre similarities, I guess. I don't even know what I categorize these next two. Vagabond sort of eludes description genre-wise at times. But Wolfpack is very funky, very like new funky. But I'm going to play a Vagabond song called Lexicon off of a release called Sorry I Haven't Called that came out in 2023. And then something off of, I think it's their second record. No, it's an EP they put out in 2014. So very early Wolfpack. The title track from the record, Fugue State, which is a phrase I think I only learned from Breaking Bad, and as a good excuse to get out of having to explain your absence, your absent-mindedness. I don't know. I won't get into the details of that episode or the show, but it is something that comes to mind lately just because of a new show with at least one of the members of the Breaking Bad universe being on TV, Pluribus. That's a fun show. But I don't really have any ties to the letter V that I can figure out right now, except for the Vince Gilligan connection. Actually, that's huge. I was a big X-Files fan back in the day. Still I am. But I like what Vince Gilligan does. Anyways, Fugue State, Vince Gilligan, I'm getting off track here. Let's bring it back to the music. This is a song called Lexicon by Vagabond. I think you're going to like it. And then Fugue State by Wolfpack, and then we'll play some locals for you after that. So stay tuned. It's going to be a good episode.
I can feel it when you're getting there. I can tell you that it's not enough. When you're not around, and it drives me mad.
Thank you.
Yeah, oh, that was tight. That was a very good song by Wolf Peck called Fugue State. Before that, Lexicon by Vagabond. And you're listening to the guys, the Crumtinies, right here in Winnipeg, Manitoba. And I'm going to play some music from some artists who are also from here, right here. Here, right here, where I am right now, technically. Not from the U of W. Maybe some of them went here. I don't know. But that's where we're broadcasting from. Anyway, I'm going to play something from Veneer. Big fan of theirs. They put out a record last year called Drifting, and it's a stellar record. And I'm going to play a song called Okay off their record. I don't know why I said it like that. There's no punctuation in the title of the song. It's just called Okay. But the song is far more than okay. It's great. And then something called Headlights. It's a tune by Virgo Rising off of their, I think their first EP, 16 Sapphire. 16th Sapphire, sorry. Big fan of that band, too. I feel like one time I even saw Virgo Rising play with Veneer. Maybe even at the Lyric Theater. I can't remember for sure. I've seen them both play several times in different venues, of course. But, like, it was cool seeing them both together in the same place. Because they're together here now. So let's enjoy these two songs. And then I'll be back with some folks that were at the Winnipeg Folk Festival earlier this year that dazzled me. And then some bands or artists with the word Valley in their name. And then some folks from all around the world to finish out the show. Yeah, keeping it vague. But hey, it's letter V. I can use as many V words as I want today. Maybe not all of them, but some of them. Anyway, here's Okay by Veneer. Enjoy. Okay. a beautiful record, beautiful song, beautiful recording, I meant to say, from Viv and Riley. They're based out of Durham, North Carolina. And didn't mean to slip that in, but it just flowed right in accidentally. And it actually just flowed nicely together, I'd say, with the Virgo Rising and Veneer that we heard before that. The Virgo Rising song was called Headlights, and before that was Okay by Veneer. And I know that that bluegrass North Carolina kind of style is a bit different from the previous two more indie-sounding artists, but I like what Viv and Riley are doing. I like it a lot. They put on some, like, blisteringly good performances at the Folk Fest. Some very soft, some very, very skilled. I mean, all of it was skilled, but just, like, I can't even keep up with some picking that they're doing, but it's just the heart and soul in that kind of bluegrass really gets me. Yeah, that was Imaginary People, title track off of their, I think their last record, technically. They did put something out, when was it? Well, it came out earlier this year with Rachel Baiman called Kissing Other People. It's a great record, too. But I just haven't I haven't gone as deep into that record yet. So I couldn't really, in all, do... I don't know. I'm running out of words today. In good faith, I couldn't play songs I hadn't really listened to and heard before, because if I didn't like it, then why would you like it? Just kidding. We all have different tastes. But hey, if I'm playing music and listening to it here, hopefully I like it, at least to start. One other thing I do like doing around this time of the show, though, is talking a little more about the weather. I won't say contractually obligated, but it is... just a good time to remind you what it's like outside and what's coming up for the week ahead. And also a good time to remind you, you are listening to CKW 95.9 FM, broadcasting live from Winnipeg, Manitoba, right here on Treaty 1 territory. And my name is Daniel. I am now the solo host of the Gashly Crumb Tinies. This is a V episode, and if you put two Vs together, it looks like a W, and it's time for the weather. So it's minus 17 out right now in Winnipeg. Feels like minus 26, but somehow my car still started, so that was nice. It is going up to minus 16 overnight. I like when the overnight low is somehow warmer than the current temperature. But that's what happens when you have precipitation, and there's a 6% chance of light snow. And that's continuing into tomorrow, with a high of minus 11 during the day, 30% chance of flurries. And then nothing snow-wise for the rest of the week. At least so far. Tomorrow will be minus 14 overnight. Tuesday high of minus 10. Minus 13 is the high on Wednesday. Same thing on Thursday. Friday, minus 22 and sunny. And that's without the wind chill. Going down to minus 27 overnight on Friday for the coldest temperature all week. And Saturday, minus 22. It was a chilly weekend, but still a good time to get out. Plenty of good shows that I didn't go to, but I wish I had. There's always good shows in Winnipeg. Like, who are we kidding? We live in a very talented place. Per capita, I remember Brent Butt saying one time at the Junos that there are more bands from Winnipeg that have either been nominated for Junos or won Junos. There are more per capita from Winnipeg than anywhere else. I think that was his point. Or maybe he was saying that they're just like bands and musical artists in general, more so per capita from Winnipeg. I don't know. I don't have all the facts in front of me, but I like that. And that was a nice thing to hear a while back. Back when I was in my Corner Gas. Dog River is the name of the town. Corner Gas is the show. Corner Gas phase. And it was only mostly a phase because A, it was on TV. B, it was about the prairies. It was funny. And C, for several consecutive Christmases, my grandparents bought me box set, like one season at a time of Corner Gas as a present. I don't even know if I have the complete series. I definitely don't have the animated series, but it made for real good road trip watching when I was a kid, and the little cheeky DVD player in the car. Yeah, time has passed. Lots of time has passed since then. But hey, I'm going to play some music that sounds like it could be made from people around here, but it definitely isn't because they're from somewhere in the States. That was a terrible segue. But this act is newer to me. I think I heard this song because it was some recommendation from someone else. Maybe it was some viral soundbite. But it's a really good song, and it's fun when you like look deeper into the things that have gotten popular and you go like, hey, why? Also, do I like this? Yes, I like this. And the band's called Villager. They're from Ohio, as far as I can tell. And there's a song, it's called Never Ever, and there's lots of R's in there in both the artist's name and the song title. Anyway, it's the first track off of the record Tear Your Heart Out, came out last year. And I'm going to pair it up with a song by Valley Maker, just because it's got a similar feeling. It's a tune called Partial View from his album When I Was a Child that came out 10 years ago. So, less of a child now. Same here. All right, here's Never Ever by Villager. You're listening to the Gashly Crumb Tinies, and I am a rambling Dan, the DJ man. Never again. Okay, all right, here's Never Ever. Here's Villager. Enjoy.
This is the beginning. Thank you.
myself as I really was. I'm just a man of loss, just a man of loss. Oh, but I know you, I know you, that's partly true. But then a likeness came from the window onto you, and it's a partial view, it's just a partial view, it's always a partial view.
Partial View by Valley Maker off his album When I Was a Child. Before that, Villager and Merce Lemon with Never Ever. I'm going to listen to some more Valley bands. Up next is Valley Queen. It's a tune called Curls. It's a new single of theirs, hopefully from an upcoming album. Really like them, and I'd love to hear what new album they have coming in the future. And then a band from Toronto called Valley. A song called Water the Flowers, Pray for a Garden. And then something from the Swedish queen of pop, Veronica Maggio. It's Intebra y Grupp, off her newest album. Anyway, I forgot that the singing starts this soon in the song, so I'm going to shut up. Here's Valley Queen. Enjoy it.
Arkansas River when she screams. With me.
I'm near.
high octane, but hey, it's Sunday night and the weekend's not over. Depends for you. Depends if you work in the service industry and your weekend's just starting, or maybe you work Sundays and what is a weekend? I don't know. We all have different perspectives. But whatever yours is, I appreciate that you're tuned in right now, or maybe you're listening after the fact, which is a totally valid way to experience radio. Slightly delayed, of course, but hey, I'm putting my heart and soul into this every Sunday evening, and so I appreciate you listening all the same. You could do that through podcast apps. Did you know that? Yeah. There's a part of CKW's website that explains how to do that when you try and subscribe to a show. But I can give you more details on that if you reach out and or just check out our website. That's what I'd recommend. Now we're going to close out the show with two final songs. I'm trying to time it perfectly so that we can play them in full. The first one is a tune by Ali... Oh no, it's Avio Farkature, I believe the son of Ali Farkature. The album's called Ali, and it's recorded with Krongbin. Backing it up. The song's called Alakara. And then after that, something by Vesuvio Solo. It's a tune called Personal Angel. I think these will get you in a good mellow mood, which may be picked right back up again when you stay tuned for Island Vibes after this program. Island Vibes, 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 Vibes. I'm only doing that because of the V episode, but Sheldon and I used to do that all the time. Anyway, beautiful tracks here. Close out the last 8 minutes of the show. Thanks for tuning in. Have a good week ahead. Stay warm out there. Look out for each other, especially those who don't have homes to stay warm in. All right. Enjoy some music. Here's Alakara, Fio Farcatore. ¶¶